Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk. Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's multi-award-winning public affairs program.
And here we are. This is not Ashley Lang, but this is Ashley's sidekick, Manning Kimmel. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Tell you what else you can find out a lot about is the Catawba Indian Nation, because we have the chief here today, Brian Harris. And he is going to tell us all kinds of things that are going on out of the excitement at the Catawba Indian Nation. So, Chief, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
I'm wonderful. So, now, we've had a lot of new people who've moved here since you were last on the air. So, you have to take a few seconds and tell everybody about your background before we start talking about the Catawba Indian Nation.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Brian Harris, and I am a year and a half into my first term as tribal chief. And so I am the chief of the Catawba Indian Nation. However, I am a resident of York County. I graduated from Northwestern High School.
Go Trojans.
In 91. Oh, yeah, go Trojans. But basically, I graduated from Northwestern High School. I graduated from the University of South Alabama with a degree in business. And so I've lived on the reservation all my life until I moved away about 10 years ago. And then I decided to run for office, and lo and behold, I won, and now I'm back. And so I have five children, ranging from 33 to 13.
Wow.
So I have one left at home.
One left at home.
And she's 13. She thinks she's 33.
So for those who are not familiar and who are so new to the community, they've probably never heard of the Catawba Indian Nation. You are a federally recognized tribe. You have a tribal nation that encompasses roughly how many acres?
1,876 acres.
1,876 acres.
And growing.
And growing. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. You also probably are getting a lot of publicity because you have finally been able to get the various licensings and approvals and whatever to set up your own casino.
Yes.
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
Tried for South Carolina, but we just couldn't make it work.
We're going to make it work, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make it. It's going to happen.
So we have a second casino, maybe.
Yeah, don't doubt me.
I'm not doubting you. I'm just,
don't
you know, that's good. Let's get the first one going first.
Oh, we already moved on to this. We're already going to the second one in North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, let's deal with the first one.
Okay.
Last time I was with you, you were still only running the video machines. And you were going to, you already got somebody calling you in, see? They said,
yes.
You shouldn't have said what you said.
let me cut this thing off. Go ahead.
But you only had the video machines up there.
Yes.
In trailers. And since then.
The modulars.
Modulars. I know there's a correct, politically correct word.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So where are you now? Tell me what's going on now.
Well, we have increased the slot machines, as you know, from the last interview. And so. Our ultimate goal is to be fully completed by March of 2027. That's the both casino floors and the hotel tower, parking deck, so forth and so on. But right now, currently, you know, we have incorporated live gaming tables up there. We have 15. And so those are doing wonderfully well, and our customers like it. And so we are in unison with our customers. And we try to rotate out our slot machines more so than any other competitor because, you know, anything sits in on your floor gets stagnant. Our customers don't like them, and so we get rid of them. And you know, we cater to our customers. So
you got 15 live gaming tables. So you go over and play blackjack.
Don't ask me what. But I know blackjack is one, craps is another, some kind of Pacquiao crap. I don't know what all that is.
All right.
We got them.
We got them.
Y'all come play.
All right. So construction of what's going to be there, the hotel, the actual big, whatever you call it, the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? Have you started that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The steel structure is going up, and, you know, believe it or not, I didn't realize. So it's one thing to see it on paper, but to see it going up in the air is huge. It's huge. 2,200,000 square foot facility, including parking decks and all.
Say that. Say that again.
2,200,000 square feet.
Good God.
And where exactly in North Carolina is the casino?
Right off of Exit 5 in Cleveland County.
If you hit Exit 5 on I-85, boom, it's right there.
Yeah, and you can't miss it.
No, you can't miss
especially it. Especially with the steel going in there. It's something to see, and it's a blessing. And so we're so thankful for it, and we're spreading the goodwill and all around Cleveland County, York County, and other counties throughout the state with our charitable organization, which is Catawba Foundation.
Catawba Foundation.
Yeah, we put $1.2 million back into the public last year. We're going to be doing that or more this year as far as charitable organizations and stuff like that. So it's nice to give back.
Well, that's
it
great.
It ain't all about taking all the time.
Good for you. This is a very interesting business that you're in. You got a partner in this thing.
Nope.
Nope.
We don't, Catawba's don't partner.
You don't partner.
Mama told you that once.
Partner. See, I screwed up again. See?
We have a consultant.
You want to scoot over?
See?
Yeah, we have a consultant.
Yes, the consultant who.
Delaware North.
Delaware North. That's the name of the group.
Yes, sir.
They're the ones that are the gaming experts on how you do all this stuff.
Yes. But that's just a specialty. But they are, if you research them, they're into concessions. They're a multi-billion-dollar company, and they have concessions throughout the United States, Australia, Europe.
Really?
They sell popcorn and drinks, man.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have restaurants. But the casino part of Delaware North is just another division, a specialty, if you will.
Good.
Yeah, and so they don't, and so those are the partners that Catawba or consultants that Catawba need because we don't like to be pushed, and they don't push because they're not dependent upon gaming revenue. Like I said, they're a $1 billion company before they even step foot on our facility.
How many people are you employing up there now?
Well, we're right at 500.
500 people.
Yep.
And
what will that grow to once it's up out of the ground?
Well. They're projecting around 1,200, but the labor force isn't there. So we're hoping to get them there, but we're going to have to probably build apartments and stuff like that to house and help facilitate the workers there. So we're looking at land up there to be able to do that. So, you know, we'll be probably in the landlord business for long. But, you know, we will make sure everything is nice and comfortable and safe for our workers, not only that, for the residents of Cleveland County.
So you have the same issues that everybody else has, finding enough workers.
Yes.
All right. Do you have, because I know you want to make sure that residents of the Catawba Indian Nation, members of the Catawba Indian Nation, get an opportunity to work at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have some kind of a fixed formula that it has to be like 50-50 or?
It's Indian preference.
Indian preference.
Yep. So if any of our tribal citizens want to work, then if they have the amicable abilities and skills, then they'll get the job.
So bottom line, Ashley, if you go up there for a job and there's somebody who's from the Catawba Indian Nation.
They're going to get it over me.
And yeah. They both have the same skill set, which would be hard to believe.
Yes.
It's okay. I mean, I get it.
Good for you.
And I'm biased, but if I was in HR, even if the person had more skills than a tribal citizen, I would hire a tribal citizen.
All right. I understand.
But I'm biased like that. You know?
I can't imagine why. Okay. So this one's off and running, and you say it's going to be hopefully all done by March of 27.
Yeah. As the building goes up, the plan is to start extricating the modular. So we'll have our first floor done and the first 80,000 square foot casino floor completed by January 26. And then we'll rotate into that facility and start vacating the modulars to our second location.
Ah, okay.
And we'll set them up and we'll open up in the second location temporary and do it all over again. But this one's going to have a different flair, a different taste. It's going to be more service oriented, family oriented. You know, of course, it's about making money and it's about the gaming. But you know, we want to be able to, if you want to bring your family and bowl or go to the movies or arcade. We're going to have a water park there, and we're going to have Big, nice, I don't know, I think like you call them cabanas and stuff like that, big, nice pool, you know, if you will. And so that's going to be a different a style and a different spin. But the area that it's going in, it constitutes that. So
how many acres do you have there at Highway 5 to do all this?
Well, you know, with all the mess that we walked into, we didn't have a 17. But now, through negotiations and basically kicking butt up there, we got 40 acres.
Kicking butt.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, yes.
But bottom line, Cleveland County was, I mean, that's exactly what you were looking for. You were looking for a community that was going to embrace,
yes,
the whole concept of what you were bringing. And
right,
they brought it to you.
And they're benefiting. And,
absolutely, they're benefiting. I got that. Yeah. You pay taxes on this, or do you have a fee in lieu of taxes?
A fee in lieu of that.
Fee in lieu. Okay. All right. So that one, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Casino number one. All right. Tell me about casino number two.
I can't. I can't do that. It's coming, though. I can tell you it's coming. It's coming. And I described the facility that it's going to be.
A casino number two is going to be the one that has all the water park and all that in there?
Mm-hmm.
This one won't have the water park.
Could be, but I'm not buying any more land up from KMLD.
Okay.
Will it be in the same area?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, we're not going to cannibalize ourselves.
No, that's true. They are. They already have enough issues to deal with the Cherokees, who are really upset with you because you're basically putting your operation a lot closer to where the big population is in Charlotte.
Yes.
Than up in the mountains where they are.
Right.
Have you all...
Why drive 2.5 more hours when you exit off the interstate when you can just go right there to Catawba Two Kings? You know?
You know, that should be a great clip for a radio commercial, and we can just put that off.
I mean, that might be your slogan right there, speaking of slogan.
I might, you know what? I might have a job in marketing if this cheap stuff don't work out.
Cheap stuff doesn't work. I would say you're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So everybody's happy? Everybody's...
No. Nobody's happy all the time.
No, come on.
But the vast majority are.
So if you did a second, when you do a second casino, will it be in South? Are you going to try to do it in South Carolina?
No, the second one, you know, we get three in North Carolina. And so the second one's going to be in North Carolina. But the efforts in South Carolina, they're there. They're tangible. I think South Carolina owes it to us. I think the powers to be are seeing all the economic dollars and revenue and what the state of North Carolina is getting off Catawba Two Kings. And with the, I don't know what the right word is, but South Carolina lottery is not doing good. The educational lottery is not doing good. It's going into deficit. South Carolina is going into deficit. And so, you know, why not partner with a Native American tribe that's doing the right thing in North Carolina? That doesn't make sense to me. And so if lawmakers wants to cut their nose off, spite their face, then I guess they'll keep doing that.
So to get, you would have to get approval from the governor or the legislature or somebody.
Which state are we talking about now?
South Carolina.
Yeah.
To do a casino operation somewhere in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Or change our settlement agreement. The settlement agreement is the So that is the most disgusting, disgraceful thing that is attached itself to the Catawba Indian Nation. It stymies, it stifles our economic development, our economic growth. It's 30 years in the making. It's outdated, it's antiquated. We need to renegotiate that with the state of South Carolina, and I think finally the relationship and the atmosphere is there to renegotiate that state agreement.
You're right. 30 years is a long time.
Yeah,
a long time.
Yeah.
So, do you have any indications that somebody wants to do this with
Yes.
you? Yes, you do.
We do.
All right. Want to tell me anything more about that?
No, not at this time. No.
He's getting your cue over here. I can see it.
Yeah, but hopefully soon. Hopefully before the end of the year, I can come back.
Well, that'd be great.
That'd be good. Yeah.
That'd be good. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a mid-program break and remind everybody that they are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winter. What we do is fresh tubs and salads. We do it 6 days a week. How we do it is in the white letters, and you should have this memorized by now. But if you don't, here is the cue card, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three, including you, Tyree. Ready? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
garden, garden, garden.
All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too, we won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Ashley Lang and I are sitting here talking with the chief of the Catawba Indian Nation, a guy by the name of Brian Harris, a job he's had for about a year and a half. And I'd say you got a pretty good review in the first year and a half. You got a lot of stuff done.
Yes, we have.
Good. All right, we won't talk any more casino.
Okay.
Right? Let's move on to some other stuff.
All right.
You got a brand new bridge out there, do you not?
We do.
Tell us about the bridge.
Well, the bridge is the bridge connects Rivercrest to our Green Earth property, and that bridge has been 20 years in the making.
20 years.
Oh yeah. So you know, the Catawba Indian Nation historically didn't have any revenue or anything. We relied pretty much on the federal government and all, And so those monies just wasn't there, and we had to cross over Burgess Creek. Over one little creek cost that much money. So, but anyway, we're able to get it done, and now it's opened, and we did the ribbon cutting, I think, 2 weeks ago, Ty? And so now that has absolutely opened up the economic development corridor of the Catawba Indian Nation, and that's why during the interviews and whenever they came down and recorded, I said any business that, you know, wants to have their economic future with the Catawba tribe to come on.
Well,
you know, you don't face all the regulations and the state taxes and the county taxes and all that, and you would just pay a simple fee in lieu of taxes, which that would be negotiated, but you don't have all the burdensome regulations and everything like that. So, you know, even a business, you know, even their economic future could be absolutely supported and upheld with the Catawba Indian Nation, and they can have more revenue come in, more so than they do now.
For people who don't understand, the Catawba Indian Nation is its own nation within the United States of America.
That's correct, yes.
They have their own rules, their own regulations,
mm-hmm.
and if you're on the Catawba Indian Nation, you abide by their laws, not by the laws that are outside of the nation.
That's correct.
Right. They even have their own police department.
We do.
That's right. And
our courts are coming this year, too.
Courts.
So with that bridge, it opened up the new justice complex that we're going to be building over there. It'll house our courts. It'll house our police department, fire, EMS. Right now, we're looking at one EMS unit running out of there to help not only York County, but help facilitate. Right now, it's like a 5-minute window. We want to get that down to like a 3-minute window not only for our citizens, but the citizens who live around us.
Right. Your biggest challenge out there is how to get there. I mean, your road system out there, the way it is, you don't have a main four-lane highway going in there. Are you planning on doing that?
Well, that'll take some work with York County, which those discussions hasn't taken place yet. But basically, you come off of Waterford Parkway, yep. Make a left on Sturgis, and come straight to it. But it is a two-lane road. Yeah. I mean, but we're less than 10 minutes from the interstate, if you really want to think about it.
Part of your property is contiguous, is it not, to the new Catawba Bend Preserve, the big park that your county is developing, the 2,000 acres along the Catawba River?
No, that's over there. Well, we renamed that now. You might want to write this down. It's called King's Bottom.
King's Bottom.
Yeah, that's the land that we're working with the state of South Carolina on. Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about York County's parcel that you just bought? That land is contiguous, and that land... We should have been able to have the opportunity to buy that land, and as usual, we were not afforded an opportunity to buy that. Or, well, we were, but we kind of got overlooked for it. But we've offered to buy it back from York County, but those talks have not went anywhere. We'd buy it back from York County and let them make a little bit of money, but they don't even want to talk about it.
I don't think they do. They're busy making that a great big...
No, they're not, because we're going to hit them with so many environmental issues that they'll never get it developed. Yep, and we have two burial grounds on that site too.
Really?
Yes, they know it. They can, you know, or you know, maybe I let too much out, but you know, at the end of the day, it's about doing the right thing. So.
So you've been talking with your county, the county manager, whoever?
Nope.
No.
Maybe I need, you know, I'm ready to talk if they're willing to talk.
Well, he's a good guy. You ought to talk to him. His name's Josh Edwards. If I talk to him next time, I'll tell him to give you a call.
You might want to do that. You might want to do that.
This is fun.
This is fun, she says. I mean, they're doing an awful lot of work, spending a lot of money.
Millions of dollars. Spending it. If they got it, they can spend it.
Millions of dollars doing infrastructure work. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to open up the first part of that park sometime later this year. It won't be all of it by any means, but a piece of it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to file a lawsuit against them before
that? Not particularly on the piece you're talking about, but I'll say this. The closer they get to the reservation will be the less development that's going to happen. I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right. Whew. Okay.
All right. We already got to get it on the calendar for him to come back. Like, intrigued.
You're just a veritable font of information today, Chief.
I didn't know you already know that, but no, I didn't know that. Now you know.
Yeah. Well, they kind of... It's ironic that you brought it up now, because I was going to talk to you about...
I'm not in trouble, am I, Tally? Not yet? Okay.
Close, but not yet. I mean, are you doing anything as the Catawba Indian Nation to form any types of partnerships, let's say, with the city of Rock Hill or with Fort Mill or with York County? Or are they doing that towards you at all?
No, they're not reaching out to us as much. I think a lot of it is, it still lies on the good old boy system. I think they still have heartburns over that 144,000 acre lawsuit. You know, I think some people can't get over that.
My God, that was 30 years ago.
That's been a long way long. But, that, you know, some of them have reached out as far as, you know, just, you know, thank you. Congratulatory, you know, on your election and stuff like that. Just pleasantries, but no hard discussions on developing or doing anything with the Catawba Indian Nation. However, we have finally opened up the door to correct some wrongs with the Rock Hill School Board, and those negotiations are going very well and very pleasing, not only on the cultural aspect, but correcting some wrongs with maybe repatriating some land that we had to give up to pay, because you know the Catawba tribe had to actually pay for our students to go to school here in York County, in the state, and which, you know, that was an abomination in itself. But again, that's part of that settlement agreement. We call it a RSA, which is a restricted settlement agreement. And but yeah, we had to pay for our own children to go to the schools around here, and then we got behind on those. And the money's racked up, and so we had to give a bunch of fee simple land that we own to pay for that debt. And now, 30, as you say, and I agree, 30 years later, there's people that realize that was just not the right thing to do. And so hopefully we can repatriate some land or some issues that historically has been egregious to the Catawba Nation.
Well, I'm glad to hear that's working for you. That's
oh, yeah. They're school boards and fine people.
Well, good. I'm
and
glad
we finally have a Catawba Nation member
say,
on
you
school
do.
Board.
What's her name?
Melissa Harris.
Melissa Harris. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's a good way to keep the communications going, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, when it comes to the schools, your kids are going to the whatever the schools are. Are you going to plan to open a school on the Catawba Indian Nation?
Well, that's a long-term goal. But if we can start with interjecting Catawba into the culture at all our schools that our children go to, you know, I know they're giving, like Rock Hill High, they're giving us some trophy cases in the lobby to display our Catawba heritage. You know, some of the more famous Catawbas who went to Rock Hill High and graduated and become collegiate stars and stuff like that. Connie Wade, Buck George, those people. But, you know, it gives us gives our children a self of euphoria or a self-actualization to walk by and see Catawba displayed in their school. And it's something they can be proud about.
Very interesting that you should bring that up. With the crazy world that we all have in our pockets today, this thing, and with all the distractions it creates, probably one of your biggest challenges is to take that current generation and teach them about your heritage so that they can appreciate from whence they came. And so that doesn't just die out over the years.
And it's very funny you said that, because we had that very specific conversation with a couple of the school board members when they came, and we'd be willing to pay for that classroom, pay for that teacher. Back in the day, we used to send our elders around to schools, and they would teach pottery. I don't know if you remember all that, but for whatever reasons, that partnership has died. So we need to get that partnership back. But we will absolutely pay for a classroom and a teacher, preferably one of our teachers, to come up as a curricular. Our extracurricular class, or whatever you call them now, elective. There you go. Elective class. We absolutely pay for that.
Are there opportunities for the Rock Hill schools to come to y'all? What does that look like?
We haven't really discussed that.
Okay.
But look right across the street. There's this big thing called Winthrop University.
Mm-hmm.
I would think with all that they're doing over there now, and they're changing things around, that it would benefit their students over there, which are primarily from South Carolina.
Yep.
To learn a little bit about the Catawba Indian culture.
Yes.
And the history of the Catawba Indian Nation.
And that's our fault. We haven't been out there and doing the things that we're currently doing today, and we'll get it fixed. We'll get it right.
All right. Well, good for you.
Yes.
So what else is on your to-do list? We've covered a lot of ground.
I got about 10 pages here if you want to.
In two minutes.
Well, like I told you last time, we diversify diversity. We are blessed with a casino, and the second one and these other talks. Well, you know, that's one thing, but we need to get into the business of buying more businesses, creating more business. We need right now. We really want a reentry program to where our citizens come out of drug rehabilitation or prison to where they can come back to their home, their tribe, go to work in businesses that will hire them. Because if we don't do that, then the vicious cycle just keeps going and
True.
And the only thing they know is drugs, crime, you know, and we want to get them out of that.
Good. You have now on the nation, what would you say, 1,200 residents?
Right now on both?
Yeah.
It's about 1,700.
Okay. Chief, we run out of time. I'm sorry. Can we get you back here again?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time, ladies and gentlemen, we do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The Lughead has arrived, so he can help out. Watch out behind you. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how we do it. One, two, three. Chief, you're included. Here we go. Whoa. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.